Very blessed in this church to have, as Dave mentioned, many children. Truly, I think we can say that one of the most basic blessings that God gives his people is children. And we are thankful for the opportunity. You guys can come right up here. You could come on both sides if there's enough room here. So it's a great opportunity for us to really give thanks for these children and to dedicate them to the Lord. This is really, in many respects, this is more like a parent dedication than a child dedication. And I want to just say a couple words by way of introduction before I introduce the children and the parents. Let me just first of all emphasize biblically the importance of raising children in the Lord. This really is, in many respects, the foundation of any local church. It is the families. And the most clear and most important way in which the faith is passed on is from generation to generation. And if we fail here, we fail. So this is absolutely central to us as a church. It's not just these parents and these children, but they are our family, truly. Also, I want to emphasize, this is not an ordinance. This is not infant baptism or child baptism. This is not an ordinance. If I can put it this way, it's not a command in Scripture. This is not a vow. This is rather simply a public expression on the part of these parents of their purpose to be faithful to the Lord as parents in raising their children. So I want to introduce these parents and children briefly, and then I will read a statement, then I will give them a gift, and then we'll pray. But we have Emily Rose. This is Frank and Emily Paul, or I'm sorry, Finley Rose. I looked at Emily. Finley Rose, Frank and Emily Paul, and then we have Jason and Allison with Pierce, and it looks like Weston also made it up here. So this is round two for Weston, right? And then Jeff and Becky Swartz with Jocelyn Jean, Vivian Janice, and Vera Sarah. And we have prayed an awful lot in the last year for Vera as a church, as you well know, and we're very thankful to see her up here, and what a blessing she has been. Let me read this statement, and this is in essence what these an expression of what the parents are doing in dedicating their children here this morning. I divided this statement into four parts. The statement is, first of all, a statement of thanksgiving. To make a public statement before Christ and his church that we are thankful for the children that God has given to us. Psalm 127, verse 3. We know that children are a gift from the Lord, and we praise him for his goodness in blessing our home with these children. Secondly, it is a statement of resolve. To make a public statement before Christ and his church that it is our purpose to raise our children in a way that is pleasing to God, to bring up our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord according to the commandments of Scripture, and to faithfully pray for the salvation of our children. Deuteronomy 6 and Proverbs 22, verse 6. Ephesians 6, 4. And thirdly, it is a statement of dependence. To make a public statement before Christ and his church that we acknowledge our dependence upon the Lord for wisdom, understanding, discernment, strength, and love in bringing up our children in a way that is honoring and pleasing to him. And then finally, it is a statement of request. To make a public statement before Christ and his church that we as parents desire the assistance of the body of Christ in the proper upbringing of our children. We especially desire the prayers of our brothers and sisters in Christ, both on behalf of us, the parents, and on behalf of our children. Before I pray for them, I would like to give them each a gift. This is John MacArthur's book, Successful Christian Parenting, which I highly recommend. So let me pray, And then you guys, after I pray, you guys can go back to your seats. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we first of all truly do want to thank you. You are a gracious God. You are a good God. And Lord, we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father, that we are your children by your grace. It is a great privilege and a great joy to have children. And Lord, it is one of the most basic and most fundamental blessings is the Christian home. And certainly it is one of the most foundational aspects of the local church, the Christian home, raising children in the fear of the Lord. We want to thank you for these children. We thank you that the blessing they are and what they represent as a gift from your hand. Lord, each one of these children is unique in every way regarding their appearance, their personality, their coming experiences, their future. Lord, all of these things, they are unique, and each one is uniquely created by you, and we thank you for each of them. And Lord, we want to pray earnestly this morning for them, that you would work in each of their hearts, causing them, Lord, to grow up not only in physical health and strength, but, Father, much more importantly, that you would bring each one in time, according to your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, bring them indeed to the knowledge of the truth that is in Christ. That, Lord, each one, by your grace, would be regenerated and would come to know salvation through faith in Christ. We pray that you would guide each one according to your grace and your mercy and your wisdom. Lead them into the truth. Lord, keep them from evil. Keep them from the evil that's in their own hearts. Lord, they, children, at a very early age, express their depravity. I pray earnestly that you would not give them over to their own desires or their own ways, but Lord, that you would work in them, keeping them from evil, keeping them from their lust, causing them to walk in a right way. We pray that you would protect them from the evil one, and cause them, Lord, to delight in your way and in your word. We pray especially for these parents, that you would grant them great wisdom and understanding as they would seek to bring up their child not only in the fear of the Lord, but also to give them wisdom in all the ways of life, all the decisions as they get older and as they grow up, all the decisions that they must make and all the things that they must be taught. I just pray that you would give these parents great wisdom and discernment and understanding. I pray that you give them a great love for these children, and may they be committed to their well-being, pointing them always to the Lord Jesus Christ, both by way of precept and also by way of example. Lord, that these families would honor Christ in every way. And Lord, we know that all of us fail and in various ways we fall short. I just pray that in every circumstance that these families would not grow weary, would not grow discouraged, but always, Lord, would humble themselves before you in seeking your wisdom and your face. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you would protect these families, and I pray that you would help us to be faithful as a church, truly, to pray for them and to help them and to strengthen them by your grace. We thank you for them. We pray this in Jesus' name.